we don't know is what kind of music Mr. Baker's going to be using. So now's the time for Mr. Baker and his staff to present the budget.
Is it true Mr. Stickles copyrighted all his songs or something? You couldn't use
them?
Yes,
he did. Yeah.
Especially those country songs. I guess we got to go down there, too.
Yeah,
we
have a PowerPoint display, so it's probably easier for you to follow. You might take your letter with you. The charts are in the back of the letter.
Can you watch it on here?
It's all on here, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the...
on the computer, I got it right here. It's all here.
Yeah.
Is it on your screen?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Budget presentation. Back alone is tough, isn't it?
Your budget presentation is there.
We got it right here. No, we'd rather see it. No, let's see it. Let's see if we can handle it right here.
Seats are softer up here.
Detailed information? Is that what I want?
Which one you want? You want that little...
Budget overview. That one? Let's go.
That's it?
Maybe I'll go down there in the audience.
Do that.
You can see it from here, though. You can see it right here. We're fine. Go, Mr. Baker.
Okay. Good morning. This morning, we are here today to present the fiscal 2008 budget recommendation, and we'll be holding a public hearing on this recommendation on June 19th. And after the public hearing, then the county council can vote on the budget and make changes to it. I'd like to first introduce our staff of the Budget Committee. Mrs. Susan Webb, our County Finance Director. Mrs. Kathy Roth, who is our Budget Cost Manager. And Mrs. Gina Jennings, who is our Director of Accounting.
Security.
Also, Eddie Sparpaglione helped with information systems, helped put this together with the PowerPoint slides and whatnot. And also, Susan Webb, who is not in here this morning, but helped put the budget letter together and spent a lot of time on that. Not this Susan, the other Susan Webb.
Okay.
I'd also like to mention that before, if you came prior to 10 o'clock, you might have noticed that various slides, which were pictures of the county, that have been taken, and also there's music by Sussex County musicians. And what we tried to do is just use local talent for the music, and we will not have music during this presentation, but after we're done, you'll see the slides again and the music. And we had music by Keith Mack, Meg Clifton, Ed Shockley, Kevin Short, Cliff Hillis, Jimmy Holston, Love Seed Mama John, and a county employee, Mary Hill. In preparing this year's budget, the challenge has been to balance the service needs of a growing county with a decline in revenue due to the weakening of the real estate and the housing industry. As you listen to this presentation, you will hear more about this. We will review these charts highlighted in the budget proposal. And if any of you would like a copy of the actual budget or the letter, Mr. Townsend, please see Mr. Townsend, who is in the back here, and he can provide that to you. Our first slide shows the total recommended budget of $142.1 million. This is the grand total, including general funds, sewer and water districts, and so on. This is up 1.4% from $140.1 million. The general fund portion of the budget, which is most of our non-sewer and water programs, including paramedics, is $57.9 million. It is also up 1.4% from the current year budget. Our capital improvement fund, $10,468,000, is down from the current budget, which is $19.7 million. So this is non-sewer and water capital improvement projects. And we will go in more detail about those later. Community Development Fund, which is primarily federal and state funds for housing rehabs, is about the same level as this year. Our sewer and water districts, operations and maintenance, $33.1 million, is up 3.4%, which reflects the growth in our number of users. And then the capital projects fund, $39.2 million, represents projects that we are working on. The engineering department is working on, including primarily sewer and water projects. The undesignated funds, we are maintaining a rainy day fund of about 23%. Our goal was around 25, and as you can see, we've tried to be, most years we've been in that range, but right now it's about 23%, $13.3 million, and that is a general fund rainy day fund. The next slide shows where the money comes from. This is the non-sewer and water funds and revenues that we anticipate during next fiscal year. Our number one, our highest revenue source still is the realty transfer tax at 32%. $22.4 million is what we are recommending in this year's budget, or estimating in this year's budget, for realty transfer tax. That is down from $28.7 million in this year's budget. We try to conservatively estimate this number at about 80% of what we are estimating during fiscal 2007. Our second highest revenue is property taxes, almost 17%, and that is $11.8 million. And that in the 07 budget, this was the fourth highest revenue, but now it's the second highest revenue because of decreases in fees for services and an appropriated surplus. Our fees for services, almost 17% of the budget, total $11.6 million versus the 07, the current budget of $13.3 million. That is also down. We'll explain that a little later. An appropriated surplus, 8% of budget, is $5.6 million versus $11.8 million in this year's budget. And these charts are in the back of the letter, if you
have. Yeah, we got them.
The next chart is realty transfer tax decline. This chart shows our collection, the county collections of the realty transfer tax since 1997, and it's by fiscal year. As I think you're aware, the county collects realty transfer tax on property transfers of 1.5%, and this is in unincorporated areas of the county. So the towns have their own 1.5% transfer tax, but outside the towns, the county collects 1.5% and the state collects 1.5%. The estimate that we are using for realty transfer tax for fiscal 2008, $22.4 million, assumes that there will be no change in the allocation of transfer tax during the year. As you're aware, there are proposals to change that allocation and give part of that realty transfer tax to the state, an additional amount to the state, but we have assumed that that will not happen. As you can see, in 2006 and 2005, we collected $36 and $35 million in realty transfer tax for county revenue. We're running between $27 and $28 million this fiscal year, and we are estimating 22.4. Again, the council has budgeted conservatively during the years that has helped us, the number for realty transfer tax, and that has helped us financially. Housing industry revenues. This is a chart to give you an idea of the housing and construction industry revenues that we receive and how we have reduced our estimate for the 08 budget. In 2008, we are anticipating $33.5 million in total revenues, including the realty transfer tax, building permit revenues, other related revenues like building inspections, private road design and inspections, and so on. And that total was down to $33.5 million. In 2006, we collected $51 million. So we've reduced our revenue estimates, and this budget reflects that. The next chart shows the use of appropriated reserves. Our policy over the past few years has been to budget the amount that general fund revenues exceeded expenditures in the preceding audited fiscal year in the following year. So in the current budget, fiscal 2007, we have budgeted $11.8 million of appropriated reserves to be used in the 07 budget. And these are the different items that were budgeted. What our committee felt is we would try to reduce that number, and we did. And this budget reflects the use of 51% of the actual 2006 revenues over expenditures, which was $10.9 million. So we were able to reduce that this year. And there was only three areas, and they are listed here, that we intended to use the appropriated reserve money for: the pension fund contributions, open space, and part of the county administrative building funding. But as you can see from this chart, it shows, you know, how in the previous years we've used these numbers, reflecting the amount that revenues exceeded expenditures, and in the 08 budget we have tried to reduce that. And now I will turn it over to Mrs. Webb, who will talk about the expenditures.
As Dave discussed where the money comes from, I'm going to talk about where the money goes. This is our non-water and sewer general fund and capital projects or improvement budget. We will be offering in the presentation more detail on some of these larger categories, like public safety, capital projects, and the grants. As Dave mentioned, we have a 1.4% increase over last year. You've heard, it's no surprise, the realty transfer tax revenue is down, as well as the real estate related revenue is also down. But we are maintaining the same level of service in this budget as in previous budgets. There are no cuts here just because that revenue is down. Our biggest department, no surprise again, is the paramedic department, 19.8%, and that equals $14 million. You'll see this detailed later in the public safety segment. The next largest categories are capital improvement fund. This is where we account for capital projects that typically take over a year to complete, or larger projects, just not your ordinary expenses like buildings or major renovations that we're doing through the general fund. This is non-water and sewer, and we'll detail that later. And our grants, between 12% regular grants and 3% water and sewer grants. Our grant and aid program is over $11 million, and I'll detail that next on some of the grant programs that we're doing. Economic development airport. This is a new chart this year. We've never really gone into how we do the grant and aid programs, but since it's the third largest category of our budget, we thought we'd show just how diverse this program is. The largest being the fire companies and the police. This is all part of the public safety, which we will detail later. Fire companies at $3.7 million. This is made up of grants, ambulance funding, and the fire service fees. They're maintaining the same level of service this year we propose in this budget as last year. The police, the state and local grant, we contract with the state police for a state police subsidy for additional police in the county. That's $1.6 million this year. And the local law enforcement grant, which is a very popular program with the towns, for $525,000. The next one, sewer grants. The council has felt that we would try to make sewer affordable. So as new districts or new areas are coming in that possibly need sewer. We've tried to fund these with some smaller grants. This helps keep the cost down and make sewer affordable. This year, we're looking at Angola and Johnson's Corner as being the two new ones out there. They haven't had referendums yet, possibly sewer expansion there. We're also maintaining the 100-foot cap on front-foot assessment and grants for sewer service. Up in utility billing, we grant money for sewer service. Housing assistance, $150,000. $100,000 of this will go to Bill LaCates' department. There's typically a three-year waiting list for the federal money that we get for community development block grant. That's a long time for some of these people. So we grant Bill's department an extra $100,000 so somebody that's in really bad shape wouldn't have to wait the 3 years. He filters through all this and determines the need. And then $50,000 for some housing programs. You'll see in a later slide where moderately priced housing is a big issue in the county now, so we're going to help them out a little bit, which we have done in the past. Open space, $1.3 million. I'll detail that later in a slide because that is such a big slice of this grant pie. Stall control, $276,000. This is new to our budget this year. This is mandated by the state that we contribute half of the cost of what it costs for dog control in the county. They contract with the SPCA, so SPCA will run the program and just invoice the county. This they've talked about for a couple of years, and we've had to include it in our budget this year.
I take it from open space.
Soil conservation and ag extension was the University of Delaware. These were already existing programs that we're going to continue to fund. The open space program, part of our grant department expenditure. The council's pleased again to provide funding for the open space program in partnership with the Sussex Land Trust. This year, in 2008, we're proposing $1.3 million. A little over $1 million of this is set by ordinance. We have to set aside a reserve 10% of our excess of revenues over expenditures, and we place that in the budget. And then $300,000 is a grant to the Delaware Agricultural Preservation State Program. Through purchasing conservation easements and development rights, you can see the list of properties that we have been able to preserve along the way. This is over 3,000 acres. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Land Trust was in for the recommendation for the 06 budget, and we just wanted to show you what this is looking like now as far as preservation. They recommend area around down here, Trap Pond, and some area north in here. But this is what they called their green belt area. You can see in the light green how their goal is to preserve a corridor that from the north part of the county to the western side, down to the south, up through the east and around. They like to look at land that's contiguous already to state parks. They get more bang for their buck. They can broaden this area. And this is something the council's really pleased to do. Kathy's next.
Thank you. I'm going to be going over some of the public safety highlights for this year's budget. Public safety is a good portion of the budget. It's almost 40% of the general fund budget, which is $23 million. This is a 10% increase over the fiscal year 2007. The fire service makes up $2.2 million of this. This is the same funding level as 2007. These funds go to the 21 volunteer fire companies here in Sussex County to help defray their operating cost. Also part of this is the paramedics. The paramedics, as Mrs. Webb said, was 19.8% of our budget, which is $14 million. This is a 12% increase over fiscal year 2007. Part of this increase is due to additional staff. The paramedics will be operating their power unit, which used to operate just on weekends to help out the tourist area, to full time this summer. And also there is proposed 7 new students to be hired this fall. The paramedic department includes 5 full-time paramedic units, one power unit, two supervisory units, as well as they operate in 10 different facilities. They have 120 employees, and their vehicle fleet consists of 30 vehicles. Also in their budget includes 6 replacement vehicles, and they're also going to install a backup generator. The ambulance service is $1.5 million. These are grants given to the ambulance services here in Sussex County. There's 21 units.
You're in the blue.
These funds are used to help defray their cost of their paid personnel. In the past, these positions were all volunteer, but as the county has grown and the training requirements have increased, they have not been able to fill these positions with volunteers. So now the county has been generous and subsidized these paid staff. The state police subsidies is a 15% increase over the fiscal year 2007. This is 4 additional state officers, which will be funded for a total of 36. This is a $1.6 million. These officers are in addition to the ones already allotted for the state. Revenue sharing for the local law enforcement. This is $525,000, $25,000 per municipality. In the past, these funds were designated for capital expenditures only. With the change in the economy, the Budget Committee is recommending that half these funds be used for operating expenditures. Emergency preparedness and 911 call center. This, as Mrs. Webb said, their facility is due to be operational this October. It will house both the emergency preparedness staff as well as the county and state dispatchers. And included in their budget is an upgrade to the emergency operations plan, which will make it a multi-jurisdictional plan. Also, the county currently has 22 dispatchers. They handle over 220,000 calls per year. In the budget, there is an increase for these dispatchers to make their pays comparable to surrounding agencies. In the emergency preparedness budget is also a new position for a local emergency planning coordinator. This person will monitor the hazardous chemicals here located in Sussex County. This will be defrayed partly by a state grant. The next slide will show the paramedic calls, how they've increased over the last years. From 2005 to 2006, they had a 10% increase. From 1996 to 2006, it's a 69% increase. And we believe these calls will continue to increase in the future. The next slide is for the libraries, and we are also proud of this. The county helps fund 14 libraries. 11 of them are independent libraries, and the county owns and operates 3 county libraries. These are located in Bethany Beach, Greenwood, and Milton, and we also operate a bookmobile. The library services have increased over the year. To the book circulation is 1.1 million books annually. The libraries also offer internet access to their patrons, that's why there's 329 computers, and also educational and training programs to their community. Mr. Baker will now go over the funding for these libraries.
One of the changes that we are recommending in this year's budget is regarding funding for local libraries. And again, these are the 11 local libraries that are managed by independent board of directors. And what has happened as a result of the change in the economy is part of their funding is from the manufactured home placement fee, which in this year's budget, in the 2007 budget, we budgeted $372,000. That is now running at about $220,000 per year. So in this year's, that means a reduction of $13,850-some per library in the revenues that are available to each library. Because basically, we take that money and divide it up between the 11 local libraries. So what has happened is their total funding has actually been reduced because our manufactured home placement fee revenue is down. It's down 40%. So what we are recommending is that we increase the local library share of the county property tax from 4 1/3 cents to 4 2/3 cents. The total property tax will not increase, but the local libraries would receive in about an additional $89,000 as a result of that change. In total, their funding would stay at the same level as what we budgeted this year, $1,957,000. We'll maintain the same level for the grants that were that is in this year's budget, and then the capitation tax runs about the same each year. So the change is with the local library portion of the county property tax. But there's no total property tax increase at all. With that, Mrs. Jennings will explain about the personnel benefits.
This year, we are recommending a 3% cost of living adjustment effective July 1st. We are also making a defined pension contribution of 10% of full-time salaries or $2.3 million. Our actuary recommends a defined pension benefits contribution of 20% or $4.5 million. Again, this is only a recommendation by our actuary, and we are not required to do this until 2009. Again, this year, we are recommending no change in employee contributions or benefits. This includes the dental program and the vision program. What is new is the last bullet on the slide, the employee assistance program. This was utilized by our paramedics in 2007, and we are recommending that all county employees have access to this program. What it will give the employees is supervisor training, time and stress management training, confidential counseling, and access to a 24-hour emergency hotline. The next slide continues with personnel. This chart shows 18 senior management that's eligible to retire in the next 2 years. The top 14 are eligible in this proposed budget year. It will be hard to fill these positions with all the knowledge and experience that everybody has on this list. It is important to begin training new individuals to help with a smooth transition over the coming years. The next program I'd like to talk about is community development. This program provides annual grants and loans to finance housing rehabilitation and public works improvements, which serve individuals with low to moderate income. As stated before, there is a 3-year waiting list for the federal funding, which makes up about $1.2 million in our community development. We also have $200,000 in the Delaware State housing loans. Again, we have set aside $100,000 in the general fund for any of the emergencies in this program. And you can see on the slide that we plan on doing 70 housing rehabilitation projects and 35 utility connections. And I'd like to pass it back over to Susan Webb for assistance programs.
Again, we're offering our assistance programs for our water and sewer and our property tax assistance. These are the same programs we've offered in the past. We've maintained the same level of help with these programs. We have the county sewer and water low income assistance program, as well as the state West Rehoboth low income assistance program. This is $200 a year that can be used on sewer service or front foot assessment fees. The state septic and connection fee program, the federal hookup cost and loan grant program, the Community Development Block Grant Assistance Program, the money to build the CATES can also be used for sewer if this is where their need is, and the County Septic System and Connection Fee Grant Program, which is a grant from the general fund. Utility billing maintains and operates these programs, and if there's any information, you need any information on the detail of that, their numbers listed. The property tax assistant programs are for the county property taxes that are accounted for in the general fund. We have exemption for disabled, the exemption for the resident 65 and older, the state program, the senior citizen school property tax credit, that's on the school property tax credit, and the Sussex County property tax subsidy, another one that is a general fund grant. And they are monitored, and the program is overseen in the Treasury Division, and that number is listed if you need any information on that. Dave's back.
Mm-hmm. The budget includes funding for a number of housing programs. The first item is the moderately priced housing unit initiative, and as you may recall, a year and a half ago, I believe, the county council approved an ordinance to establish this program whereby developers can receive a density bonus. In return, they have to provide moderately priced homes mixed within their development. And now we need to begin the administration part of this project. So we have recommended $40,000 in this budget to administer this program. Emergency housing repair assistant, again, the budget includes $100,000 to help with emergency repairs for low to moderate income residents. First Aid Community Action, they requested funding for Cool Spring Community Center, and there's $10,000 included there. West Jehovah's Land Trust, we included $5,000 to help with their affordable housing program in the West Jehovah's area. Habitat for Humanity, we didn't budget anything in this year's budget, but in the 08 budget, we're recommending $25,000. But one thing we did do this past year is this is a home that we purchased as part of our airport clear zone project and to expand the runway. And anyway, we donated that home to Habitat for Humanity, and they moved it to another location, and now this family is living in that home. Interfaith Mission, there was zero in this year's budget for it, but we are recommending $10,000 for their affordable housing program. So we did receive quite a few requests from other agencies that we weren't able to honor, but this is a group that were able to fund. So that will turn it back to Mrs. Webb.
Is this bait and switch?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. This is our capital projects budget. This was part of the general fund pie slice that you saw earlier where the money is going. We're proposing $10.4 million. The capital projects are funded by the realty transfer tax. So as the realty transfer tax declines, we take a look. This is where we take the hardest look at the projects that we're doing. Some of the options are extending them over a longer period of time or slowing down the amount of work that we want to do. But these are the projects we're proposing this year. This is non-sewer and water capital improvements. It's $10 million this year. It was $19 million last year. Out at the airport, always usually one of our biggest areas where we do a lot of work, we're proposing to construct a new runway, a new crosswind runway. We're going to do street lighting work, new guardhouse, stormwater improvements that are needed, tie down ramps, and fencing.
Now low, so you can go from left to right.
We're proposing $3.7 million to add to the budget money that we've already budgeted for our new building. We're budgeting this over time, and this year we're proposing $3.7 million to add to that. Right now, we're in the middle of our needs assessment study, so we're not sure. It's just the beginning of the planning stages, but we know we need to set aside money to reach that goal. Also in this is $100,000 for renovations out at the EOC building. We'll be, as Joe said earlier, or in the budget earlier, we're going to be moving to our new building this year in September. That leaves our old building vacant, and we're going to use that for our records retention center and get into a record storage program, and we're proposing $100,000 in the budget that we need for renovations to make that suitable. We're doing some roof repairs for $750,000 and three major library expansions. Again, we have been budgeting all along for some of these library expansions. We're just adding to it now to complete the funds that are needed. Greenwood is just in the beginning stages of they're planning, they need a new building. South Coastal's in the beginning of their planning stages. They're having a very large expansion. And Milton Library, they are finishing their second floor.
$1 million.
Dave's back.
I'm just
This chart is concerning the county's water and sewer program. Again, $33 million is included in the budget for operations and maintenance, and that is up 3.4% from the current year budget. Again, this year, we have again funded $2,675,000 in grants for the sewer projects to try to maintain the affordability of sewer in the county. That includes funding for Angola at $500,000, Johnson's Corner $500,000, Oak Orchard expansion $297,000, Inland Bays $450,000, Blade Sewer $100,000, and Allendale Sewer $110,000. The future service areas include, or note, some of the future service areas are included here. If you add up all of the existing septic systems that are included here, it's over 5,500 septics that would be eliminated eventually when these projects are complete. Millville and Miller Creek are under construction now. South Ocean View will be complete this fall. Oak Orchard, the council, this the Oak Orchard extension, the county council approved this several weeks ago. Johnson's Corner and Angola will be subject to the results of referendums in the next few months. As you can see, in 1988, we had 13,128 residential or hookups to our sewer system, and now we're at 57,554. That's an average annual growth of 17% a year, and it does reflect all the work that the engineering department has done. As in terms of our revenues, we have some very modest increases that we are recommending with this budget in the fees for sewer and water. First, the system connection charges, which are one-time hookup charges for sewer and water. We are recommending a 2.13% increase in our connection fees, and that matches the amount of inflation per the construction cost index that we use for construction cost for wastewater projects. On the operations and maintenance side, there are no increases recommended in frontfoot assessment rates. We are, again, recommending some very modest increases on the service charge rates. About 46% of our customers would have no increase, would see no increase at all. There's no increases recommended for Westerhoveth, Long Neck, Oak Orchard, Dagsboro, Frankfort. Most of the increases, which are detailed in the budget, are around $6.50 a year. In Dewey Beach, Dewey Water, is the increase would be $14.12. Dewey Sewer, $11.32. Blade, $7.26. And Henlopen is the largest at Henlopen Acres at $44.78. Some of the reasons for the increases are the increase in the cost that municipalities charge us for treating wastewater. The city of Rehoboth treats Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres wastewater for us. The town of Georgetown treats Ellendale, and the city of Seaford treats Blades for us. And we've had a 10%, overall, we've had a 10% increase in those costs. Communication upgrades. One of the items included in the budget are tower installations and use of state towers for our communication system, which monitors each of our over 300 pump stations, so that if there is a problem at a pump station, there's an automatic alarm that is sent to an employee. And this is actually, eventually, this is a time-saving type, a money-saving proposition for us, but there is $529,000 included in this year's budget for those upgrades. Pump rebuilds, as our sewer districts age, this is something that we face more and more each year, the need to rebuild some of the pumps at our pump stations. There is $960,000 budgeted for pump rebuilds. Okay. Generator replacements are also included. Pump Station 30 expansion that's related to their South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility is also included. Wastewater plant expansion design programs. Piney Neck, which serves the Dagsboro-Frankfort area, there is $640,000 included for a design project for that expansion. Wolf Neck, which serves the West Rehoboth sewer area, $500,000 for the wastewater facilities expansion there for design, and $500,000 for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility expansion. And then finally, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Admin Building, there is $1,775,000 included to complete that project. And I'll turn it back to Sue.
Staying with sewer, these are our capital projects, the major water and sewer capital projects that we're proposing for this year, $33 million. And what we do is Mike Izzo, head of the engineering department, and his staff, mostly Russ and Jeff, put together their five-year capital needs. We asked them to do that to see what might be coming down the road. Sewer is very expensive. We need to plan for it. We need to look at the financing. We need to look at the big picture to see what we need for the next 5 years, what plants are close to capacity, you know, where the new areas are going to be. They all affect each other. These are the bigger ones in the current year capital program. The Angola Sewer District, we mentioned earlier, we're just starting now to work in that area. This is the money we're putting towards that this year. This is not the cost of the project. Angola Sewer District's like a $36 million project. So you can see why it's important to start looking at these numbers, looking at these areas, see what we need. Angola and Johnson's Corner are the two new ones that are in the public hearing stages and hadn't gone to referendum yet. Mallard Creek, in the Holtz Landing area, there's an expansion there plan, Prince George's Acres. Miller Creek and Millville Sewer District are currently under construction and expect to be done in 2010. This is what we expect to spend in construction this year. Oak Orchard Sewer District, we'll be finishing that up, although some of it went online a year ago. The Scruff Administration Building, $1.7 million. In this year's budget to finish that building. Scruff expansion, which is just about over, another $1 million in 08, which will wrap that huge expansion up. That was a $25 million expansion and massively increased the capacity for that treatment plant. As you can see, all the new sewer that's been added with the additional districts, that plant was at capacity and really needed to grow. Western Sussex Sewer Planning, $750,000. This is looking at studies and doing planning studies on the western side of the county, hooking in Bridgeville, Greenwood, Ellendale, talking to the towns, seeing what their needs are. Some of them are at capacity or getting close to it, so we're studying sewer over there. And then $5.8 million for the other projects, which Dave touched on the future expansion areas. West Rehoboth will need expanding, Inland Bays and Piney Neck.
The five-year capital improvement plan, which is in the back of the proposed budget, as Sue mentioned, is a plan, and it totals $298 million is our estimate for the next 5 years for capital improvements. 23% of this is non-sewer and water, including projects for a new runway at the airport, expansion of our existing main runway, new administration building, and landfill closure costs, a library at South Coastal. 77% of this, about $230 million, is for sewer and water, various sewer and water projects. Many of these we've already mentioned. It also included, that we haven't mentioned, I think, is expansion at Dagsboro, Frankfort, and Blades, the Blades area for sewer, Western Sussex, and treatment facility there also. And what we try to do is plan out how we will pay for these various projects. And one of the interesting things is that bonds, about $171 million out of this total, 57% is planned to be funded by bond issues, mainly low-interest loans from USDA and the State Revolving Fund Loan Program for our sewer projects. The other item, $14.4 million, represents developer contributions for common cost, particularly in the Johnson's Corner and the Millville areas. These are agreements that our engineering department has been able to negotiate to obtain additional funding, which help reduce the cost for other residents in the existing sewer area. Okay, and then finally, budget highlights. First, no property tax increase is recommended. The average county property tax still remains for a single-family home below $100 at $99.93. And the average county tax for a manufactured home, $39.62. This does not include school tax for a single-family home in the Indian River School District. Based on this assessment, the school tax currently would be about $600. So the total property tax bill would be about $700. And for a manufactured home in Indian River School District like this, $278. We are, the budget did anticipate the decrease in realty transfer tax and housing industry related revenues. That was a major undertaking for the budget committee to try to provide the same level of services, but with less revenues. Land use plan update completion and introduction of some of the ordinances is anticipated this year. The new emergency operations center will be completed and become operational. A record storage program at the old EOC will be undertaken. Funding for four additional state police. We already fund 32 additional state police. We did include funding for four more to actually amend our current agreements and add four more state police to the county's to our contribution. Volunteer fire service, $3.7 million. Dog control, a new project for us, mandated by the state for each of the three counties, $276,000. Administration of moderately priced housing program, South Ocean View sewer connections will begin. 5-year capital plan, $298 million that we talked about. And overall, 1.4% budget increase. So those are the highlights. And we weren't able to cover everything, all the details in the budget. Again, Mr. Townsend has copies of the budget and the budget letter if you'd like to review that. I would like to thank each of the county department heads who made reasonable and responsible budget requests this year. And they were also considering the economic realities of today. And I'd also like to especially thank the members of the Budget Committee, including Susan Webb, Kathy Roth, Gina Jennings, and also with extra help from Eddie Sparpaglione and Susan Webb in administration. And I'd like to also thank the County Council for their patience with us in this process and their input. I know I've had to put a few things on the side, and they've been very patient with me, and we all appreciate that. And again, the public hearing is scheduled for June 19th, and the budget and the budget letter are available or will be available today. They are available on the county's website for your review. Thank you.
Do we have any questions we can ask, or is there just...
We're not done yet, Mr. Cole.
We're going to the sewer one next?
They're not done yet.
They're not done yet.
We do have several ordinances to introduce, the first ordinance is an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2008. And again, these are just for introduction. And then the other is an ordinance establishing annual service charges, assessment rates for collection and transmission, and/or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
I'll introduce them.
Okay. Are you done with the budget?
Yes.
Mr. Ford, it's not a public hearing, but I will question from the county.
I was just going to ask some general questions, nothing particular.
Can we hold it till the public hearing, or?
Well, no. I mean, I think it's questions we ought to ask. I think this is the time to ask them. I don't. The public hearing is more.
Okay.
Other things where the people are going to hear from the other people.
I don't have a problem with it. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just, David is on the, we're seeing a lot of the small towns in Sussex County having a problem with the loss of transfer tax, as you alluded to. Is there a rule of thumb for local governments that they should be trying to balance this out? Because when you showed us property taxes of only 16% versus a realty tax, which was like 32%, is that healthy or is that unhealthy? Is there something we should be concerned about in the future?
What we've done in the past is, first, we've tried to estimate the revenues conservatively. We've tried to anticipate that the economy will not be quite as strong as maybe it is or was.
Right.
And second of all, when you use, with realty transfer tax, one of the appropriate uses is capital improvement projects. And some of those, I mean, capital improvement projects are necessary, but sometimes you can defer on those projects. When you have a strong economy and your transfer tax revenue is high, then maybe you can move a little faster. Okay.
But the question is there a rule of thumbs with, like, the people who, you know, check over, you know, accountants, basically? Is there a rule of thumb which would be a healthier balance on that disparity? Because a lot of the things that we're paying with the realty transfer tax, we used to pay with the property tax, and now it seems we're using that a lot, and I'm concerned about the relying on it so much.
Okay. In the capital improvement budget, we have $4.2 million of realty transfer tax budgeted for this year,
stay ahead of the game.
For 08, and we reduced the capital improvement budget. We use realty transfer tax for public safety, which includes paramedics. It also includes grants to the fire service, and those are some of the main uses. But I don't know if there's really a rule of thumb.
Okay, I didn't know if there was.
We just try to be conservative in how we use it.
But I know years ago there was always like a rule of thumb on having so much in reserve or in surplus, and it was always different percentages were always bounced around. Mm-hmm. But I am getting concerned that we are, with the growth in county government, the demand for services, and just larger our county government personnel and all the benefits and everything we give them, that sometime in the future there's going to be a need for possibly a tax increase, because we're seeing some of the towns do it. Is it possible that we can look to adopting, like they do in other states and other jurisdictions, this homesteader's exemption, which if we get to that point, and Jim, is a homesteader's exemption type of ordinance, is that something we can do without having the enabling legislation from the state of Delaware? How would that work? Because
I suppose it would depend on what you're proposing, but it's
something
we'd need to do research on.
Okay, because in Florida, I know that if you call your, you know, a certain area your domicile, there is an exemption for you, as opposed to other things. Because I just don't know how we can keep relying on market-driven revenue sources. We saw the libraries needing an additional funds because of growth and everything else. So
I think it would probably require enabling legislation from the
state.
When we asked the last time, it was.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Mr. Jones here thinks I'm trying to allude to or lead up to that we need a tax increase, and I'm not. What I'm trying to do is saying that in the future there may be a need, and I see the direction that this county is going in, and I think that we are going to get to that point where we're going to have to be faced with that. And when I look at the benefits of all the personnel, I get a little concerned that we've got such a Cadillac version of the benefits we give, the days off and the vision, the dental, and et cetera, et cetera. Is it possible that we start, as we get more and more county people, again, it's going to be a drain on our resources, is it possible to look to cutting off, you know, the existing employees and starting with a new plan that maybe has higher deductibles and other things that would save us some money? Because I still think that's not going to...
That'd be popular with employees.
It will not affect, Dale, if you just heard me, any of the employees we have. It would say any new employees would be brought under a new plan, because we're seeing... How many people did we hire this last year?
We have a total of 548 budgeted positions in this recommended budget. So,
and a couple of years ago, I remember we were only
about
a couple
10
hundred.
Years ago, we had about 300.
We came on 11 years ago, we were 400, about 40.
Well, he just said a couple of years ago we were 300. What was it?
Yeah, it's around in the 300. It's gradually increased year to year.
Okay, I'm just wondering, can we continue to be so generous with our benefit package? And I think that when we look at the amount of money that's going to that, is it? I mean, I'm sure that's something we should be looking at.
Right. And what one of the things we didn't mention, but is included in the recommended budget, is review of the group hospital plan, which we are suggesting that we hire a consultant to help us review that plan. It's just it's very complicated, as you understand. You've seen the presentations here every year on a group hospital, and maybe there's ways we can save. One of the concerns we've heard from younger employees who start out with the county is our pension is a defined benefit pension. Unless they stay 8 years, they don't receive a benefit, a county benefit, because they're not vested. Sometimes a younger employee has a shorter, you know, time frame like that, and they're more interested in a 401k type plan. So, I mean, that is something we could look at as an option for new employees, which would take the liability off the county, and then
8 years to become invested in a plan seems awful, a short period of time. I don't know how computes with other.
I believe the state is 5, actually.
Well, I mean, I think government sometimes is awful generous in that area, and I'm just wondering, do we, you know,
look at that?
I'd like to say that typically governmental salaries are lower than what you would find in the private market, and benefits is the way that we have way to keep them. They appreciate the benefit package because some of the salaries are not where they are out in the competitive market. So that is one of the reasons the benefits, you know,
I understand that. I'm
but
just wondering, do we
for
continue
job
on
retention and continuity with our employees? And that's not just Sussex County. You'll find that most government places.
I think you're about the revenue, the other revenues. I think that is something we may need to look at soon. For instance, the homesteading tax or our revenues from our row offices. And certainly if the economy continues in a downward, you know, the housing industry continues in a downward trend, that's definitely something we would need to look at.
We had more discussion on that this year in the budget committee than we had in the past, so we all felt that it was projects we're going to work on in the coming year.
Also, I was just curious about the property tax assistance program. As we get this older population here in Sussex County, and it just seems that to qualify, you have to be 65 years and older to be exempted from our property taxes. Is that correct?
Our own program, which is income based, which is not
subsidy,
age based program, but the state senior citizen school property tax credit is 65 years of age and
school
that,
right but
that
the,
is
the county does not ours is ours
the
is,
other one is exemption for residents over 65, and it is also an income based program.
So the county property tax assistant program is based on income.
Exactly.
Yeah, the one that we have, it's strictly based on income.
Okay,
there's another one that the state has.
I understand
that.
The way I was watching it on the overhead, it appeared that that's all of them were that way.
No.
Okay.
Okay. We are honored to have Representative Dan Short here this morning. Did you want to come forward and present the check? I'm sure you brought us a check down from the state.
I didn't realize it was from the state level. We're here to help you.
You need to come forward so we can get you on
that
tape.
Moral money.
Now, don't be talking
not
about
a
no surplus.
No surplus.
That helped moral or money.
You're not going to take the whole $9 million. You're only going to take.
Well, I just wanted to say I was just stopping by. I have a speaking engagement here in Georgetown today. So, Mr. President, I appreciate you recognizing me. But I noticed the surplus and some issues in this budget. I didn't know if Dave and Susan would like to come to Dover next week and help us out with our budget.
They could help you.
Probably could. So, I appreciate the opportunity to just say hello and let you know that we're looking out for you up in Dover. We're out of session this week, so we won't do too much harm. And we'll be back in the 1st of June. So.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, Danny.
We monitor your votes, and we know you're on our side on a lot of issues. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, if I could get, just before we go for additional business, if I could get back to the deferred actions that we talked about a while ago. Could we put these on for the 1st June, the night meeting of the 12th, instead of the 5th, just in case I'm not here on the 5th?
You better clear the agenda. We'll be here till 2 in the morning.
Well, we need to get it done. Can we put, Mr. Phillips, can we put the Carl Klink on that night, the 12th? Sure. I'll put Dave Pleasance on. Mr. Rogers, you want to put on Kevin Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers, you want to put on Colonial East?
No.
No?
On the 12th?
On the 12th. The 12th. You're going to have such a packed agenda.
What?
He said he's going to be here.
I won't be here the 5th. I might not be. I'm not sure.
When will you know for sure?
When will you know?
By next Tuesday?
Well, I might. But we don't have council next Tuesday.
I know, but that's when the agenda's going to be.
Yeah.
Do we have any new hearings that are advertised for that night? Because with that many old things, it's going to...
I'll have to get a check.
Okay.
So now you're asking, Dale? Are you putting them on or are you asking? I gotta know what the policy is. I'm just curious.
Do you ask or put on? I was asking, Mr. Cole.
Well, you never asked me earlier, and I'm just curious why the policy...
I've got a couple here that are yours. I will ask you.
No, in previous...
That's why I want to do it publicly, so that you know that you can say you weren't told.
It just seems sneaky when you do it just only to me.
That's the way it works, Mr. Cole. Colonial East, you say no, Mr. Rogers?
On the 5th, 12th.
On the 12th?
Yes, yeah, 12th.
Okay, and how about... Samir Gabbar.
Is that me?
That's you.
I think it's you.
Maybe there wasn't a
slide. How about Edward Metz, Mr. Rogers? No, that we just had that one on the April the 19th, so that's not 45 days yet.
What is that? Campsite? Yeah, put it on there.
Open storage, okay. Wayne Baker?
No.
No?
That'll be over there.
Huh? I'll be here the 12th.
Okay, that's fine, 12th.
Go for it.
Malone Enterprises, Mr. Cole, that's yours. I don't know when we had the hearing on that one. Do you know? That was, what was that, Shane? Was that? Okay, you want it on or not, Mr. Cole?
But we typically, it's at the end of the year we do this cleanup. I'm just wondering why the cleanup is now. I mean, usually we do it at the end of the year when we clean up before a new thing. Okay. So I don't know. I'm just curious.
You want Malone on or not, Mr. Cole? You got to say yes or no.
I'm not that familiar with the Malone application. I haven't reviewed it.
It's hard for me to make a comment on it.
Okay. Yes or no, Mr. Cole?
No, I'm not familiar with it. I don't want it on. But if you want it on, Dale, if they've called you, put it on.
Yeah, let's go.
Robbie, can you look up and let me know, when was Malone held? When we hear the hearing on Malone, Shane? Okay, no on that one, all right. Artesian Water, Mr. Cole, that was on March 15th. You want that one on or not?
No, I'm thinking the engineering department, I've heard that they were trying to negotiate with these private sewer guys that were in our sewer districts, trying to take service away from the county's future service area. So I think we need to let the engineering department work its...
Is that a no on that one? Okay.
I guess, unless you think it's important to do something for Artesian.
If so, Mr. Cole, I'll call you.
Okay.
You're not ready for that one?
No, we're waiting for TIS to come back from
North
TIS.
North Carolina.
TIS has been good for PNZ, yeah.
Yeah.
Burton's Pond, that's...
That's me and Cole, I don't know what it is.
It's that multifamily, and they had both sides of the road there. They had something, boat ramp, something single family, and then they had the multifamily around Pine, by the pond there, and it was...
Yes or no?
That one is... I think we'll just let it rest. I got to review it. It's been a while since I've looked at it.
It's been since March 15th.
I know it doesn't matter to you to review these things, but I try to.
I'm surprised you spend that much time reviewing. Hope you do.
Mm-hmm.
B&M Properties, is that Mr. Phillips? I guess
put it on, please.
Come on.
And okay, that's all of them, gentlemen. No, it didn't. North Milton. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll get these things cleaned up. Additional business.
My district's cleaned up.
Mr. Kramer.
You know, everybody lives there. I'm just talking yoga. That's all you got left. Shit. Yeah.
My name is Dan Kramer. I heard you say, Mr. Jones, that there was no surplus?
I said there was a rainy day. I didn't say that's not.
Man, today sure looks like a surplus to me.
Oh, how you view it, Mr. Kramer?
No. I do. How do you mean how you view at it?
We're out of phrase, Captain.
I view at like Cole here. Cole, you know, it's like this. He wants a tax increase. That's all he's after.
I haven't said a word about a tax increase.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
I said in the
yes,
future.
Yes, you did. I heard you on the news the other day.
I said there may be
on the radio show
that he's going to have. There may be a time for a need for.
No,
a
tax you were talking about today. Oh, you were figuring on that tax increase today. You know, you ain't changed in the 20 years you've been here.
I have to agree with you, Mr. Kramer. I heard that too. He said we're going to have a tax increase. He's scared, trying to scare people.
No. Someday there will
digital
be.
Digital business. None. Need a motion. Yes, sir.
Oh, got some hands up.
Come forward.
Come on down.
Come on.
My name is Ken Sharp, and I'm from Indian River Senior Center. And I'd like just a couple minutes, if I can.
Sure.
You got the floor.
on behalf of the Indian River Senior Center, I'd like to thank you for your support in the past. We're an independent senior center located in Millsboro. We serve Millsboro, Dagsboro, Long Neck, so forth. We're currently working to build a new building because of our facility right now, we rent from the town of Millsboro. And with the senior community growing so much, we feel a need to build a new building. We're working with the USDA Rural Development to try to get a loan through them because it's 4.25%, I think, for 30 or 40 years. We're also working with some banks. Our fundraising efforts have kind of stymied. We have visited the merchants in the Millsboro, Dagsboro, surrounding areas, and we raised about $600. We have visited the large contributors in the area to no avail, haven't had any luck. The new IRSC will cost $1.3 million to build, and we know if we wait longer, the price will just increase. The senior population increasing as it is, even around the Millsboro area, we think the new senior center is really needed. We're asking you to consider giving us another grant if you can work it in your budget. Also, if you have any other ideas that could help us along, we would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Ed Funk. I'm on the board of the Indian River Senior Center. And the only thing I'd like to say to this panel here is you have a lot of good things going on here. You have a surplus. You give to the fire company. You give to the police department. You give to the paramedics, all people that save lives. Well, we save lives, too. We save seniors' lives. But when you have so many senior centers that have to resort to playing the Powerball because they can't get money, and we have people on the streets because they can't afford to come into our centers or even to the cheer centers. That's pretty pathetic when we think that we do a job that you're going to be and other people here we're going to take advantage of. We would like your support, we would like your understanding, and we would like to have some money, especially out of that budget. We're not asking for much to serve the community. And I've been around the six of them, and they're all having problems. So please give it a thought for us. Please. Thank you.
It's a good point, sir. We actually, in that budget I saw, we were going through, we gave more to dog control than we did to cheer and other senior activities, yeah. Our priorities may be off.
Mandated to do that by the state, though.
Well, maybe the state.
We were mandated to give.
Yep.
Isn't that right, Mr.
Okay. Well, think about it, gentlemen. It's a good cause. Thank you. Additional business?
Yeah.
Entertain motion to adjourn.
Ask them how much the state increased their gas instead of. Yeah.
So moved.
I have a motion. I got one. Adjourn. Second?
Second.
Second. Motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.